Like, you still won't know because you never got the memo. But she's sure you did. So she's sure you're dodging the issue. And now, the person you've been seeing for 3 months, gone. You will never see that version of her again. Never. Never. She's gone. Now you're, if she, you know, she might break up with you because, you know, she brought up that very important topic and you didn't run with it. So this is clearly going nowhere. So she might break up with you right then without ever talking to you about it. Really? Yes. Deborah's nodding her head without ever talking about it because she thinks, what's there to talk about? You already know I brought up the issue of commitment and you dodged it. We both know it's over. Oh, I know. Look at your faces. Stricken, just stricken. Yes, that's what happens because we have reproductive limits, so we have a whole timeline. There's another benchmark, 9 months. If we've been seeing each other for 9 months, I am due a marriage proposal. You owe me a marriage proposal, even if I don't want to marry you. You better ask me. Because I spent 9 months of my valuable, limited reproductive life betting on you. So you owe me. It doesn't matter if I've made your life miserable for 9 months. It doesn't matter if you've never managed to make me happy. It doesn't matter. I mean, it really doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is 9 months. I now deserve a marriage proposal from you. God help the man that 9 months and Valentine's Day coincide. The ladies know what I'm talking about, right? You're doomed. Anything less than a marriage proposal. Valentine's Day is going to be a bust. Which, you know, we already know. We ask men, you know, what's your worst holiday? Number one answer, Valentine's Day. And it's not because men aren't romantic. It's actually because men are romantic that you hate Valentine's Day. There was a guy, he said, Miss Allison, you know, I proposed to my girlfriend. I was really excited about it. I made a big deal about the proposal, and I had the ring hidden in a conch shell, and, you know, it was all went perfectly, the sunset, everything, and she just wasn't that excited about it. I mean, she said, yes, but she just wasn't that excited. I said, well, how long have you been going out? He said, 18 months. I said, well, you were late. You were just late. You were 9 months overdue with that proposal. Do you know, she's like, finally. Right, ladies? Yeah. Yes. Yes. Boyfriends have an expiration date. Boyfriends have an expiration date. If you do not get upgraded to fiancé, you go bad and should be thrown out. 9 months is when it starts to sour. If you seem like a really, really good catch, like you'd be a really good provider and protector, she'll like keep the sour boyfriend around longer in hopes it'll turn back. The better you seem as a protector and provider, the longer she'll hang on. Of course, until she replaces you. Because you know that's what women do, right? It's called hand over fist. Since we're dependent upon you, since we need a provider and protector, don't let go of the one you got until you got a new one. So right about 9 months in your expiration date, she's got to start shopping. She's got to start flirting. She's got to start looking around for your replacement. I mentioned this was going to get ugly, right? Maybe I didn't. It's ugly. But you didn't do it. If you're a woman, you didn't do it. That's what instinct does. That's how powerful instinct is. You can think this is the greatest man on earth when you've been going out for 7 months. And then at 9 months, you find out all these things are wrong with him. By the way, that's another thing that happens once you do get engaged. Everything you do is seen in the context of forever. I'm going to be picking up these socks forever. He's going to be burping like that forever. Things that were tolerable before are now, I can't do this forever. And now, as a man, you now have to change. You have to stop burping, pick up your socks. There's a whole new regimen now. And she doesn't know what's come over her. She just starts doing all this stuff. Women don't even know what's changed to them. Questions?